League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
A really good thing to look out for,
yeah,
straight away, one of the first things that I look at when I look at a car is what tyres has it got on it.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's
good. Because if it's ever got mismatched cheap tyres on it, you usually get an idea that it's been run on a budget.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Auto Alex podcast. It's a big one, episode 40. We've done 40 podcasts.
That's
maybe
a lot.
Not every single week, but we've done them.
Mm.
And we're here, and we're feeling good. Also, we've done 2.1 million downloads, which is very exciting. It's a big number, isn't it?
That is a big number. A massive number.
That is a huge number. So today's podcast is going to be very, very fun. The script is fantastic. We've had a lot of good emails at
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
There was a delay.
There was a delay. Rory is very delayed.
That's just the sunstroke hitting.
Oh, for Christ. It is very hot.
It's
about
so
a million
hot.
Degrees.
Yeah.
And if you're listening with your ear holes, we're back in Betty doing the podcast inside Betty because the unit is currently too messy and we just can't be bothered to tidy up to do it. And Betty's a good podcast van.
She is great. Yeah, isn't I like it? Betty. She is currently like a greenhouse.
Yeah.
But she's great.
It's definitely, the cameras may look very slanted, but it's actually Betty that slanted as well.
Yeah, no, I've not moved Betty. It's about 25, 26 degrees. I've got Betty's boot open. We've got the side door slightly open. The front windows are open. The side vents are open as well. So we're trying to get as much airflow through as possible. And I'm getting very, very excited about Betty being like zhuzhed up.
Zhuzhed, yeah.
Why are you excited about that?
Well, because we've been working on your car, haven't we, Rory?
We have.
And oh, it does look good.
It looks really good.
We're not going to give too much away, okay, but that set of wheels that we've put on and the new suspension and everything
and
is
the tires
looking
as well.
Oh, it looks like a resto mod. It's
really
like if
nice.
Singer saw that, they'd be like, oh, bugger me.
When did Singer come from Birmingham?
Oh, are they not from Birmingham?
No, they're American based.
Oh, bugger me. Sounded just like Freddie on a Saturday night.
And also, look who's back for the first time in a while.
Oh, hello, Taylor. What are you doing back?
I think this is my third week without doing a podcast now.
Really? Mm. The numbers have been strong, haven't they?
Right.
If they plummet, this is also your last time on the podcast.
Right.
So if you want Taylor back, everybody, then you better listen twice. Yeah?
Yes. Listen four times.
Four times. Okay. Yeah. And what about on Yao Chow?
You have to watch it four times.
Watch it four times.
All the way till the end. Make sure you watch it till the end.
Happy days.
And
anyway,
then rewatch it.
Today's Thursday, actually. We're getting ahead. Maybe baby Brenda is going to be popping out anytime. So we need to get ahead a little bit. Mm-hmm. But before we talk about what we've been up to and a few emails that we've had at
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
I was looking at Taylor.
It's a bit quicker. What's the podcast, Alex?
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Oh, well done. Taylor, what's the podcast email?
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
I caught him out last podcast. I asked him and he was like,
right, before we get into it, a massive hello to Matt from the YouTube channel Epic Car Show, who's been driving from Brighton to John O'Groats. We've got Dan doing his morning workout. David Pearson listening in hospital while waiting for his son Alex to be born. Son Alex.
Has he named his son after you?
Yes. Well, he's just named him Alex. I'm going to take all the glory for that.
Must be a really short baby.
Yeah, very good. We've got Katie and Stefan travelling to and from Bulgaria on their road trip holiday. Rachel looking after toddler Alfie. Tom Dalton sitting around a campfire in the middle of a forest in West Sussex. And
Rory's mum, Jackie.
You're right, mum.
How's Rory's mum, Jackie?
Yeah, doing all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is she back from holiday?
She's back from holiday now.
Was it good? Did she come back with a new dad?
No.
Oh.
So dad applications are still open.
Still available.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you give me a number?
No, I'll give Taylor a number.
Maybe I'll,
Do you know what?
Yeah.
Goodwood Festival of Speed, right? I've noticed, whenever you hang around with Taylor, he does get a lot of people coming up to him, but it's all saying the exact same thing. Oh, my mom loves you, or my wife loves you, or something.
The women just love me.
They just love him.
I'm just a babe magnet.
So it's not like the Chippendales going up and saying, hey, Taylor, we love you. When I'm grinding on a woman, I think of you.
The men love me too. They're just too embarrassed to admit it.
No, they hide it so well.
The men love Juicy.
Oh, Juicy.
Oh, my God.
If I was gay, I would be all over him. All over him, under him, inside out.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, before we get into what we've been up to, Goodwood you alluded to, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Rory, we have got an email from a man called John Quinn, and his email... The subject line is Juicy owes you lunch.
Why does he owe us lunch?
I don't know. Can you think of why Juicy might owe us lunch? So Juicy was in episode 39 with us, last week's podcast, and then we played a little game. Do you want to play a game?
Did he lie about something on the 20 questions?
He did us dirty. Right, let me get into it. Okay. This is from John Quinn. And John says, "Hi, you beautiful automotive babes. Like all of you, I'm inflicted with a terrible disease of an addiction to heroin." No. Oh, no.
Oh.
"With an addiction to all things cars. I like to think my knowledge is pretty strong. So when in last week's podcast you were playing 20 questions, I started to get very frustrated as I couldn't work out the car Juicy had picked. My success rate has been pretty high, but this one had me stumped. What threw me was that Juicy said the Amphi car was a two-seater, which it is not. It is a four-seater."
I would have got it if he said that.
So would I.
Yeah.
He continues, "I believe this also threw Alex and Rory off too."
Yeah, it definitely did.
Because that's Amphi car, German, four seats. "So therefore, Juicy owes you lunch and me too at that matter. Love the channel and podcast, especially Rory's mum, Jackie. It's the perfect escapism. Kind regards, John from Dublin." So, John, thank you very much. Juicy, we're going to get a free lunch from him next week, aren't we?
This has to be a big lunch.
Oh,
now.
A big one.
Big lunch.
Exactly.
Sushi and everything.
Maybe we should even go out for lunch.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, yes. We could sit at a table and have
so
a
we
set
drive
down
to
lunch.
Paris and have lunch at the top of the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, we've already done that.
We haven't done the Eiffel Tower.
Not
we couldn't afford
Tower,
it.
But
we did Eiffel Tower, though, didn't we?
We went to Paris.
The three
for lunch,
of us Eiffel Tower, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We Eiffeled that tower.
Yeah.
You were the tower and you got Eiffeled.
What?
Google it. Google Eiffel Tower.
Even I know that an Amphi car's got four chairs.
In it?
Did you not know that?
Well, we obviously did, but Juicy threw us.
Oh. That's why when he was said two cars, we were like, what else could it be?
Two cars.
Two seats.
Two seats, yeah.
Two cars, we
didn't know.
No, exactly, because we definitely... We
do you know what is two cars?
Yeah.
Your Ferrari.
I've
seen... Oh.
Yeah, so you probably would have seen now in last week's episode, last Thursday, the Ferrari episode went out, and the title of that is, "I fixed my Ferrari and then immediately crashed it," where I...
Which
I,
you did.
People say clickbait. That's not clickbait. Got fixed, got crashed.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want, people? Mm. And then we looked underneath it and it's just a massive cut and shut.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. So yeah, that is two cars, maybe three.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, let's not get bogged down.
Una parari.
Before we continue, merchandise. You can't see it if you're listening with your ear holes, but I'm wearing our lovely summer collection, which is really nice. We've got t-shirts with really cool designs, AA designs. We've got lanyards. We've got high mileage stickers as well that you can put on your cars. And for this week only, last week it was the discount code Jackie. And this week's discount code is, Taylor, what's the discount code this week?
I don't know, what's the discount code?
I'll just make something up. What do you want a discount code to be?
Taylor.
For crying out loud. Right, so you're going to get a fat 10% off using the code Taylor.
Yeah.
I need to tell Chris this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chris, we're doing a discount code Taylor, 10% off. Oh, and we've also got the phone cases.
Look at that.
Which genuinely, I love. We've all got our phone cases. Yeah. We're showing them to the camera. They are the same Auto Alex design summer collection, and they are literally the bollocks.
I really like these. Oh, really, that's good. Really
cheers, fella.
I like them so much that I refuse to stick my sticky magnet thing over the top for my phone holder because I just really like them.
Can you not put it behind?
No, they're never quite the same, are they? Okay. And it protects your camera, look. It's really nice. It's just lovely. It's all lovely.
It's all lovely. So yeah, use code Taylor for 10% off everything on the Auto Alex shop.
Did you just fart?
Did you just fart?
No, I've got...
Oh, God.
I've got a sweaty arse.
No, you do have a sweaty arse. Right, Rory and Taylor, what have we been up to? Rory, let's get started with you. I've written here, Audi S6 update, because you obviously revealed last week that you'd done swapsies.
Yeah, so...
Remind everyone.
So me and Taylor, now that you're here...
We are morons.
We were a bit idiotic, and when we were driving to Goodwood, we liked each other's cars, and...
Well, rewind a little bit.
We've already done this, so this is a little recap. A little recap. So we literally just... We saw each other's cars, and then I phoned Taylor, and I agreed
that... What, while driving?
Yeah, we're on hands-free.
You don't have hands-free?
I have hands-free.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've all got hands free.
But what about when you're playing Snake? Do you play hand free Snake?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, okay.
You use my nose. But yeah, I phoned Taylor and I was like, Taylor, when we stop, we should flip a coin.
No, what you said was, I really like your car. And I went, I really like your car. You know that I like the Z4 because I've tried to buy it off you already and I used to own that car.
Yeah.
And then what you actually said was, you won't flip a coin and swap cars. And I said, you won't flip a coin and swap cars. And then when we got to Goodwood in the car park, and we flipped a coin, and then we swapped cars.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Not just swap cars to like drive about or drive home, permanently.
Yeah.
You should have flipped for partners.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah? Would you be up for that?
I would, but I don't think Ellie would.
No, I don't think.
Oh, really?
I think she'd be.
Are you too much of a man?
A day, and she'd be like, okay, I'm done now. This is hectic.
A day of just no intimacy.
Shut up. I could give Ellie intimacy.
Yeah? How would you start?
I would start by...
the funny thing is, he doesn't know.
Hey, how do you know that? How do you know that?
Oh, no. What? Have you got a story to tell?
I have, but I can't tell it on the podcast because it's very graphic.
Is it really?
Oh, there was bosoms and nunnies.
What?
Anyway.
Was this a long time ago?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was quite a few years ago.
Oh, was it?
Oh, yeah.
When you were just finding your feet?
Yeah. I was just, you know, young lad.
Yeah.
You know,
out and about on town.
Out and about. And I was like, hello, darling. You all right?
And what does she say?
She goes... You want to see on my face?
She said that to you?
No, she didn't really.
Oh, for crying out loud. Like I said, he doesn't know where to start. Oh, dear. So, anyway, Essex.
Do you know the name of the Essex, by the way? Renamed it. I won't take credit. Luke named it, and it's a really good name.
Like Sharon?
No,
I have no idea.
Joey Essex.
Joe, very good.
Yeah.
Everyone who's listening has twigged as well.
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, I'll get that.
Yeah.
So it's already had its first little issue.
What, like fuel bill?
Well, all right. So fuel. I've done some fuel testing.
Okay. Yeah. He's run the numbers.
So if you're driving it as an average driver would drive it.
Yeah.
You know, on the motorway. Sort of at speed.
Talking
at speed?
Hang on a minute. An average driver being you?
No.
Because you are an average driver.
You're an average driver.
All I can say is if Alex was driving it, it would be getting a lot less miles per gallon than if I was driving it.
What about if there was a trailer attached?
Well, then you'd be getting no MPG.
Because I'd have crashed.
You'd have to be driving along with someone filling it up at the same time.
Oh, okay, nice.
Every
nice.
Time you get in that car, the MPG starts from when you started it.
Yeah.
And from when we left the hotel to Goodwood, my average MPG was 7.
What?
7.
7 mukbucks?
7 miles to the gallon.
No.
Don't ask, but it was 7.
It's amazingly bad.
Did you have it locked in second gear?
No.
How are you getting 7 mupugs?
No, just in that journey from the hotel to Goodwood.
How long is that journey?
It was 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You got 7 miles per gallon?
7. Mm.
Wow. That's good.
It's good, isn't it?
But I don't there were some I've fantastic sounds coming from both of us.
There was a lot of fantastic good overtakes as well.
Oh, there was, and there was a lot of intake noise and a lot of exhaust noise. Okay. Oh, obviously all legal.
Yeah.
Like,
I
wouldn't break
at
the law.
At 7 miles per gallon, it was all legal.
It's a lot of traffic, so you lose miles per gallon.
Right. Okay.
There was a lot of roundabouts, 0, 60.
What, in a 20 zone?
Yeah.
The 20 mile an hour school lights were flashing.
Oh, it's nightmare. I managed to pick up loads of points just for Rory's, you know, name ownership transfer on the logbook.
Oh, I like that.
So yeah, fuel is not great.
Yeah.
Although,
yeah.
Strange thing, following a lorry, how much miles per gallon do you think you'd get? So doing like 55, 56. So bear in mind, 70 in that thing, you're lucky if you get 24.
So driving it really carefully.
Yeah.
28. More than 30.
I sort of know, because when I drove it carefully and I got between 25 and 27, which I think for a V10 is really good.
At 36.
36?
I got 36 miles per
gallon.
And
he's getting 7.
Yeah.
I got 7 on one occasion.
36 mpg?
I got 36.
How close were you to this lorry? And also, were you inside the lorry?
I was in the lorry.
You were in the lorry. You were being towed.
Was there a rope between the lorry and you?
No, but there was a car towing me.
wow, that's not
bad. Yeah, 36.
Does really it good. Have cylinder deactivation, like an S-Class?
I don't think it does.
But okay. It might have, because I think it has got two ECUs. I don't know. Maybe that's something we can research.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's some video mileage.
Which is what I was
this.
Thinking.
Yeah.
Should we see how far we can get on one tank of fuel?
How big is a tank?
In a
V10.
No. It takes 75 litres, I think.
Okay.
It is,
so yeah. Run dry, probably 75.
Yeah.
So what is that? If we were, that's a lot of mileage.
The question is, yeah. Are we going for a Palmo or are we going for fish and chips down south?
What's a Palmo?
A Palmo? Don't know what a Palmo is.
Is this something that I you don't what, in your a, circles a that we wouldn't understand?
A Palmo.
I mean, it sounds like it, isn't it? Yeah.
I only learned about Palmos last year when I delivered a car, but it's up near, I think it's just south of Newcastle.
Newcastle, mate, bastard.
Newcastle.
We're going to get further than Newcastle.
It's a V10, Rory. there's a place up north somewhere. I can't remember exactly where it is, but you get something called a Palmo, which is quite similar to a schnitzel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's got chips and cheese and stuff.
All right. Okay. Interesting.
But yeah, they call it a Palmo.
Okay. All right. We can try and get a Palmer.
Cornwall, Chisholm Phipps.
I love Cornwall. We'll get further than Cornwall.
So the thing is, right, I can't really be too far away from home because Rhianne, my wife, she's here at the unit today working with Luke. And the first thing that you actually exclaimed when she got out of the car.
I didn't even say hello.
Or when she was craned out of the car was, excuse my language, fuck me, you're pregnant.
I did say that.
Yeah. She is now at the stage where she waddles. Mm-hmm. She doesn't walk.
Same.
And she was craned out of the car.
But
yeah.
Alex,
she is very pregnant.
It's fine, because no matter how far we get away, you have an Audi S6 with a V10 engine in. You'll
and
be
no
back
fuel.
In
and,
no time.
And no fuel.
We can fill it up.
Maybe. Maybe you should borrow the Audi S6 for the next few weeks.
Okay.
For when
Brenda
is arriving.
Yeah.
You need something fast and big to be able to pop Rhianne.
But you won't be able to get there because you'll run out of fuel.
No, you'll have to make sure it's got a lot of fuel in it.
Also, that's a good point as well. If I have that car, then I won't mess up my F11.
That's
I keep crashing that.
I keep that good connect.
You keep crashing it and the footwells are just full of food.
No.
I got in it the other day. And there was sandwich crusts.
So the sandwich crusts.
You know what? I think me and Taylor said, you just don't give a shit about cars, do you? Like, they are mechanical. Like, you name them and you call all this. But at the end of the day, we witnessed Alex reverse a Porsche Cayenne into a hedge, smash it straight up. And he was just like,
it was 400 quid. And it was funny. Yeah.
And then you got out and dinged my door.
You parked too close.
I didn't park it there.
Well, yeah, he didn't have an engine.
But
the thing is, right, I love cars. Cars are my life. But stuff gets broken, stuff gets changed, it gets repaired. It doesn't matter if you ding something or do this or do that.
Stuff doesn't get broken. You break the stuff.
Right, well, then I break stuff and I get over it. It's fine.
You are quite excellent.
No, it's my age. and I've been very tired recently. You are very stressful to be around. I've actually been sleeping well that you've not been here.
Brilliant.
And progress has been fantastic. The videos have been great. Mm-hmm. Podcast has been fantastic. Mm-hmm. Productivity has been at an all-time high. And team morale is just through the roof. I've run the numbers. You should see the bar graphs. They're like up here around there.
So what you're saying is I should leave.
You're just too stressful.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not me. It's you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not us. It's you. It's just you.
All right.
You're just stressed.
So I'll see you later then, yeah?
Well, no, let's finish the podcast first.
Oh,
and we'll talk. Anyway, anything else been going on in your life, Rory?
Well, we've been working on my Triumph Spitfire, which is very exciting.
Yeah,
I'm happy to bring the classic series back, actually.
Yeah.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
And then we're moving on to Taylor's Mini after this.
Yeah, very excited. That is,
I'm actually equally as excited.
Are you gassed about it, though?
I am.
You're gassed.
I'm buzzing, bro.
Buzzing. Your 30 driver buzzing gassed.
Yes, boy. Good Lord. Yes. Jeez. Oh, why ever so much are you now talking like a 30 driver, Alex?
Oh, because we've been thinking about a video idea that I'm very excited about. You know, ADHD sometimes gets the better of me. I was just driving and I was like, I've got a really good idea for a really good video. Let's buy a car and then do all of the mods that we hate.
The 40 number plates,
you know, the
they've got to be the bubble.
Light.
They've got to be the bubble number plates.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go in hard. The F1 style rear brake and do everything and then just have a bit of fun with it and then be 30 drivers.
Do you know why I find this funny?
Why?
Alex has this idea.
Yeah.
But do you know what's going to annoy him really much? Because a lot of these mods are not cheap. And he's going to have to pay money on mods.
It's eBay though, isn't it?
No.
It's not all, not all of it is eBay.
No,
some of it.
A lot of it, like, you know, those rain lights are not cheap.
No, they are. They're eBay.
Okay.
Can we not just... Who wants to give us some rain lights?
And a... What is it? A chameleon windscreen tint?
Tint,
yeah.
And we also
Are we going to do that ourselves, though? The tint?
Okay.
Yeah, it's easy.
Okay.
It's just big flat surface.
Right.
And then a knife.
Yeah.
Do you know what I hate?
Yeah.
You know those LED number plate lights you get that's so bright you can't read the numbers?
Oh, they're
the
like so
plate.
White. Yeah.
Yeah, they're a bit ridiculous.
Oh, we should get some of those as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you've got any ideas, let us know. You can contact us at
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
That's
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Rory, can we hear you?
Podcast.
No, can't hear you.
No. What? You can't hear me?
No.
Rory's broken his thing.
Sorry, everyone. So what you don't know is, because this is so seamless, is that the batteries ran out on the recordy thing, on the Zoom recorder. And then Rory had to run away, get some new batteries, and then plug everything back in, and now we can't hear him.
Sorry, Rory.
Sorry.
Oh, I just knocked
it down. Oh, there we go.
I just knocked it down.
You've been
evicted.
I
was there. The volume was just down.
Oh, so people could just hear. No, you're big. Yeah. So that's...
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Very good. So yeah, we're very excited about that. And we may kill the car in a very funny way. So let us know what you want us to do with the car. Are you out, Rory? You got any more?
Yeah, I'm done.
You're done?
Question for you, Rory.
Go on.
We haven't had an lawnmower update in a while.
How is the lawnmower?
Lawnmower.
It's not being nicked, is it?
No, you know what? It's perfect now.
Is it?
So it does take a few weeks for those mowers to sort of to settle in. You've got to because you have to program the areas. Sometimes it would get stuck in certain areas.
Oh, yeah.
The last 3 weeks has just been...
Really?
I don't even know. But I came back yesterday and I was having a little barbecue because the weather was nice.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
Yep.
Yeah, thanks.
And I got back and literally the garden just looked beautiful.
Oh.
And me and Ellie just stood there and we're like, Oh, isn't this lovely?
Oh, it's so nice.
So money well spent. Yeah?
Oh my, genuinely, if you have a reasonably large lawn, I cannot recommend that. No.
I've been very interested to see how it fares during the winter.
Mm.
You don't cut the lawn during the winter?
What, not at all?
No, grass doesn't grow.
Oh, is that a thing?
Well, yeah, everything slows down, doesn't it? Everything dies.
I know it slows down, but I thought you still had to cut it every
day. No, grass you don't need to worry about. You just give it a last
No, you pack it away in the winter. It has a whole winter procedure that I need to follow.
Does it?
Yeah. Does it turn into a vacuum cleaner in the winter? That would be clever.
That would be really cool.
Put it in the house
winter. It might do a lot of damage to the house.
Yeah. You won't use it in the house in winter.
You want to bet.
It could trim your carpet.
Or your bush.
Or your bush.
Or your pubes.
That was what he meant when he said
just ruined it. Slow,
sorry, everyone. Good Taylor, man. What have you been up to?
Not a lot, really.
No, no. Just been chilling.
Yeah. Oh,
has 6 series.
Oh, yeah. Broken.
Fixed.
Broken. Still broken.
Has a wheel on the 5 series.
That's fixed.
Oh,
I
fantastic.
Brought that here today. You can't.
Well, there wasn't much to fix, was it? It was just buy 5 new lug nuts, make sure they're tight.
Just
this
tighten
time.
It up. Yeah, just talk
funny.
It. We had to buy a torque wrench as well, didn't we?
Yeah. Funny. Very funny. But no, the 540 is all fixed. I put a brand new wheel on it because there was a hole in the wheel.
Yeah. Where the bolt fell out because you didn't torque it.
No, they broke off.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
If you want to see
one. Yeah, because wheels do that, don't they? They just break off, don't they?
They can do.
Do you know what? I was watching that behind the scenes episode that we released yesterday.
Last week.
Yeah, of the last week, whatever, last week, yeah. Of the Poland trip.
Mm-hmm.
I was just looking at it going, that's best trip we've ever done. It just brought back all the memories. And it was, it was just.
And you know the only stressful part of that?
What?
Was when we were on the phone to Taylor. The rest of it is fantastic.
You know what? I've decided.
I don't
want to talk about Poland.
Do it. How was Poland, Rory?
Poland, best trip in the world.
What was the best part of Poland?
Right.
It's fat Taylor, wasn't
funny.
What was the second best part of Poland, Rory?
The fact the 6 Series wasn't there.
Funny.
What about that's the third rude. Part? We can't discuss the third part.
Okay. That's rude, yeah.
So what's been going on? How's the 6 Series?
6 Series is still not currently working, but Bruno, he's been away.
Bruno
needed some time away. He's been on a trip to Portugal.
So you stressed him out so much that he actually had to leave the country?
Well, he needed some time off before and I stressed him out even more.
Okay, yes.
So Bruno's been away for a little bit, having a bit of an unwind. He's also going away for a bit next month. I think.
Is that when you said you were going to go visit him again?
Oh, yeah.
I spoke to Bruno and his version, because I also thought Bruno was going away for a bit. And turns out Bruno literally just went over there, saw a family member, and then went back.
Maybe that's what he did. I thought he went
away. Saw a family member, like his son?
Yeah.
And then he just pissed off home?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was there for like 2 days.
He just needed a Taylor reset.
Yeah, it probably did.
That's fair.
But yeah, no, it's still currently broken. It's got a wiring or ECU issue. I'm not sure which, but Bruno's going to have a look at it as soon as he's back. He's actually back. He was back Saturday.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So, he's going to have a look at it. Hopefully, fingers crossed, he'll be back on the road soon, because this is the longest amount of time I've been without that car in 10 years.
Really?
Yep.
To be fair, apart from that week that we were in Poland, the weather has been crap, though, so you wouldn't have taken it out anyway.
Yeah, that's true. You just don't drive your cars, do you?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I drive them a lot more than you do.
Shut up.
In fact, I've driven Phil more than you have this year.
Yes, no fair. Okay, no, that's fine.
I would like to see a total mileage, actually, of on all of Alex's cars. We'll have to do that on the MOTs,
we'll have to do that
on the bikes as well, and then average out how many miles he's actually done on all the other cars.
My cars aren't MOT'd.
I just don't use them.
They're all dodgy.
We need to clear them all out of the unit. They're taking up too much space.
Shut up.
Yeah, they're just like museum pieces now.
Yeah, no. Oh, thank you. Well, because they're so fantastic, they belong in the museum.
No, it's like barn find stuff.
They're popular. So really popular cars.
No. It's just like, you know when we found like a piece of shit? Like, you know those cars that we found and they're just like, they were rotting away and stuff like that? Yeah. That's Alex's car.
Really? Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why Phil's so rotten.
Really?
They belong in a museum because they're as old as you.
Don't give me those winky eyes. He just did the little winky blink. Eyes.
But what else have I been up to? Sold loads of stuff. I've had a massive clear out. Sold loads of wheels. I had an entire wall of wheels.
Did you?
And it was stressing me.
Why are you selling everything?
Just because I wanted a clear out. I wanted a reason. I had loads of clutter.
Spring clean.
And you know sometimes when you look at loads of clutter and you think, I just want to get rid of all of this. I'm bored of looking at it. I am feeling that right now. Yeah.
I want to get rid of this. I'm bored of looking
funny,
at it.
Funny. But I just wanted to...
you're a full-time YouTuber though now as well, Taylor. You can't...
I am still buying and selling a few cars because I can't stay away from it because I do really enjoy it. So if you've got any old tat that you want to sell, message me.
I knew it wouldn't last long.
It lasted less than a week.
Look, I have stepped down from it a bit. I'm not doing it as much, but I am still doing it a bit because I do still really enjoy it. I still get a buzz out of buying and selling cars, which I think is a good thing.
I just
got bored of looking at everything. I had loads of cars that all needed work. I had loads of stuff that was just gathering dust. And I thought, you know what? I just want to sell it all.
Fair.
And I emptied out my whole unit, got it really clean, cleaned all the floors, sold loads of cars. And now I'm a lot more content.
Good.
How many working cars do you have now?
I got the 540.
Yeah.
I fixed my R53 Minge.
Oh, really?
I fixed my Mini. So, you know, last time, this is quite a while ago, I was on the podcast.
Yeah.
Last time I spoke about it, I thought the engine was knocking.
Yeah.
Turns out it wasn't knocking. The auxiliary belt had stretched.
Yeah.
And then the tensioner for the auxiliary belt was knocking on the crankshaft pulley.
No way.
But it sounded exactly like rod knock.
Oh.
Even to the point where you rev it and it would knock faster on the crank pulley. So I've put a shorter belt on it.
Yeah.
And I put a new tensioner on it and stuff like that, and now it's all good.
Oh, fantastic.
So my Mini is now functioning again. Yeah, really lucky.
So is that your daily driver?
No. It probably should be. I bought a new daily driver off of you.
Oh, yeah, the Mini R56.
The Mini R56.
Yeah. We didn't buy it. You swapped it.
Yeah, I swapped it.
For my friend James, because he's a tennis coach. Yes. You know, I said I would get you a new car.
Yeah, and he needed something a bit bigger than the Mini.
So how's that?
It lasted a week.
What did?
The car.
Which car?
The R56.
What about the Audi that we...
That's also broken.
Okay.
So... Now,
to be fair,
going well.
This has actually ended up quite well, because imagine if you had given that car to James, that Mini R56.
Yeah.
You would have blown it up in a week, and then you would have been like,
I was like, sorry, we've got the video, mate.
Or swapped it with someone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So I am going to fix it, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm also going to do some bits to it. I want to modify it a bit.
Yeah.
Shush it. Yeah.
Nice.
Because I think it's been mapped. It's quite fast.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, because I've actually got another Mini as well.
Of course you do. Yeah.
And I drove it the other... I currently got four.
Four Minis?
Five. No, I've got five
Minis. Five Minis, okay, yeah.
So are you giving up on BMWs and just doing Minis? No. Is that the plan?
No, of course not. Don't be silly, Rory. I just like Minis. But no, I drove the other one that I've got, and it's a lot slower than my
orange. Oh, is it really? Yeah, okay, yeah. Nice, okay.
So I want to do a few... I really don't like the suspension on it.
Yeah.
The back, when you drive, it feels really skitty. You hit bumps, and it's just a bit all over the place. And it almost feels like the rear suspension is made out of wood.
Oh, okay.
The front suspension's all right. It's actually okay, but the rear suspension is just awful.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to pop all of that in the bin.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I might do a few other bits to it. I'm not sure yet, but I like that little car.
Fantastic.
It's great.
Right,
great
nice.
Car. Big Pete update.
Oh, yeah.
Big Pete's you're working.
Big Pete is still working and absolutely fine. The only thing that's broken is the fuel cap lid has got a little clip on it.
I did notice that.
And it broke, and now it doesn't clip into place. So when you drive along, it flaps over.
So
I need to get a new clip.
Hit it in a fit of rage.
I tried to open it, and I was clicking it, and it wouldn't open. I was like, that's weird.
Doesn't
and then I just pulled it and it flapped open and the bit was just in the bit.
Oh, shit.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, doesn't he have a dodgy fuel cap as well?
Oh, yeah. It just, you try to unscrew it and it clicks. And it's one of the ones where you're supposed to push it and then it undoes. But you push it and it still clicks.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm going to replace that.
Wow.
I was driving it the other day just before I sold it to you. Mm. And I remember just going to a fuel station.
Click, click, click.
I can't get this to undo.
Yeah. Oh, no. I remember you phoning me and saying,
yeah.
I'm going to break this.
Yeah.
I don't like Taylor today. I'm just going to break it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've done a good few more thousand miles in Big Pete. And
fair play, Big
touch
Pete.
Touch wood.
No, you got to touch real wood. No.
We shouldn't have sold that car.
You know what?
But yeah.
Spin on that bike.
But yeah, so Big Pete is, he's good.
Good.
I'm a bit sad because I sold my Allegro.
Oh, yeah.
Allegro is sold.
Oh.
So.
Hello, Maisie's here.
Hello, Maisie.
Hello, Maisie. Maisie, do you want to come in?
In.
This way.
Maisie. In.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, she's come. Oh, okay. She's come in the back.
Hello, yeah, she Maisie. Just came in. Hello, Maisie. How are we doing? We're doing good. We're doing good.
But yeah, so I've sold the Allegro, which I'm actually quite sad about because I really like that car.
Yeah.
What else?
Can you hold that?
I'm holding Alex's microphone.
Oh,
so
no.
Now you can hear me on this one and this one and this
people
one.
People won't know the difference. They won't know the difference. It will sound the exact same.
But yeah, everything else is working all right apart from the 6 Series, which hopefully I'll get back soon.
Nice.
And I think that's about it.
All right. As for me, it is middle of July. Rhiann, my wife, is officially now full term.
Oh.
Full term.
She's like proper pregnant.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought this was mid-August.
No, middle of August would be like the latest date that Brenda is born.
Oh, okay.
Brenda, as a reminder, is a working title for a name. It's not actually going to be her name.
Brenda is her actual name.
It's not going to be her actual name.
I've been working to the middle of August as
no, it's going to be before that.
Okay.
So it could literally be any time now. So every time Rhiann phones me, because she doesn't phone me a lot.
No.
She phones me. I'm like, is it time? She's like, no. just bring some chicken home.
Okay.
And the next day, phones me. Do I need to rush back? No. Just need a bit more chicken.
So this could be it. We could be on pause for a while. And
well, I don't know. I mean, I'll still bring my laptop to the hospital and everything like that. Yeah,
What? We could do a podcast. Live podcast.
Yeah. On the labour ward.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We won't do that.
We will do
we'll
that.
We'll get views and listen.
I think Rhiann might get a bit upset.
Oh, yeah, but she'll be busy.
Okay.
Look,
Yeah.
You go by the theory that I've always said, you act first, apologise later.
Indeed, indeed, yeah. Mm. Okay, yeah, no, I'm down for that, I'm down for that. Also, last weekend, the weekend before that, we went to Goodwood, Festival of Speed.
We did, it was
which
really
was very,
good.
Very good. Mm. We were invited by our very good friends and sponsors, Car Vertical.
Yep.
And also K&N Filters. Had a lot of fun with K&N. Mm-hmm. I was on their stand on the Sunday, and I was there with Queen Bee, Becky Evans. And we did a giveaway of some prizes. And the top prize was a GoPro Hero something big. Mm-hmm. And then they were like...
It's black, but okay.
All right, whatever. Like, it's GoPro, isn't it? And there were hundreds of people around us, and there was a raffle thing, and picked out a name. And then some guy won it. It was fantastic. And
there's cool.
Some signings and some selfies. Had really good fun, yeah. So massive shout out again to K&N Filters for sorting that out. It was really good fun.
And thank you, Car Vertical, for letting me nick loads of beers out of your
fridge. Oh, they had a fridge.
Yeah. That fridge has saved us twice now.
It has, yeah. In Poland, because we had such good fun in Poland, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, Poland.
Great. Yeah. Should we talk about Poland?
Oh, no. Tay, you should have seen there. That fridge had even more stuff in Poland.
I think you should move on.
Well, lucky for you, we are going to move on. We had an email in from Lloyd Bowen. And he wrote to the email, which is
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Who do I sound like?
Tom Lemphill.
Isn't it?
I'm so sweaty.
By the way, we've all agreed that Tom Lemphill sounds like the laugh in Ebenezer Good.
Oh, yeah.
You know that song?
Go on.
Easy good. And Ebenezer Good.
Do you know why we've decided that? Because when we were in Poland.
Poland, we were listening to it in the car.
And then it was quite a funny moment. So when they Easy Good, there's a bit where he starts doing the laugh where it's like, and then Tom, we were like going, Tom, that sounds like you. And then Tom would then laugh at it. And by the time Tom had finished laughing, then a song had gone back to his laugh. And then Tom would then laugh at it again. And then everyone would laugh. Then Tom would then laugh. And then it was just this constant cycle of laughing.
So you don't know whose laugh starts and ends.
No, it just merges into one. Oh, yeah, because Poland was the best just trip.
It was fantastic. Yeah.
Also,
before you move
on very quickly.
Yeah.
I'm a bit lost with what we're on now, but I don't think I mentioned it in the last one. But big update that I have is Luke no longer works for me.
Oh, no. Yeah, you sacked Luke and then we took him in.
Yeah, I got actually genuinely quite upset the other day because I've worked with Luke for nearly a year now.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been best mates for years. And, he got given an opportunity.
I thought we were best mates.
No. Mm. He got given an opportunity by you.
Yeah.
As a role here at Auto Alex.
Yeah.
He took it, which is, I'm really, really happy for him. Yeah. It's a really good opportunity.
He's actually in the merch unit at the moment, which is currently empty.
Yeah.
Doing stuff with Rianne.
But we're going to fill it with cars.
We're going to fill it with cars, Chris. That merch unit is not yours anymore.
But yeah, so he now works for you, which is good because I still get to see him every day.
Isn't it? That's good.
But yeah, also sad because I really enjoy working with Luke.
Yeah.
Also, Luke has realised that he definitely needs to get a commuter car.
Yes,
he does. Oh, he bought an XF. What happened to the XF? His £1,000 XF 2.2 diesel, which he was very, very excited about.
Yeah, so...
Why is it not here?
That's currently broken. At Tom Lemphill's.
No.
To be fair, we got it cheap because we bought it broken. So Tom's just having a little look and he's going to fix it for us.
What's wrong with it?
It's got an electrical issue.
Sorry, we're keeping you up, Rory.
No. Why couldn't you just let me yawn in peace?
Because we were talking and I heard...
The editor's going to have to switch angles now to be yawning.
Yeah. Instant playback.
Anyway, are contagious.
Let's get into this email from Lloyd Bowen. And the subject is Butthurt of the Week. Alex Taylor, Luke, Juicy, Jackie, and the other guy / hamster. It's you.
Oh, that's me. You're right, mate.
Huge fan of the podcast and the channel. Just listening to your latest podcast and the section about F1 style lights. Awful, I agree, but may I bring your attention to another sorry state of affairs to grace UK roads? Chameleon tints on any window, especially the windscreen. What in the universal credit is that all about? Often seen on Fiestas or Astras. I understand it's there to copy anti-glare windscreens, but either way, it looks bloody awful. Or am I just getting old? Love the channel and the podcast, Lloyd. Now, we have alluded to this already, but chameleon tints, yay or nay?
No.
Oh, but it's
they're
like
shit.
Anti-glare.
No, no shit.
It's probably better for the driver.
All right, I'm gonna name three things.
Yeah,
you got to rate from worst to best.
All right.
Mm.
All right. Rain light.
Mm.
Tinted rear and headlights, whatever. Rear lights and headlights.
Rain.
You know the rain brake light.
F1 style. So tinted rear and front lights, whatever, but like black tint, like where they're like fully black.
Mm. Okay, because that's just dumb. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
What was it? Or chameleon tint.
So what are you saying? If I had to have
which one? Yeah, which worst? Yeah. What's the worst out of those three?
I think tinted headlights are the worst because that's just so dumb.
Okay,
that's like ridiculously dumb. Then chameleon, then the rain light, the rain brake.
Okay.
Light.
For me, it's tinted lights because they are ridiculous.
It literally makes no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then probably it is a bit of a toss up between the thing is, someone with a chameleon windscreen's usually got an F1 rain light anyway. So it doesn't really matter which way you put it around, I suppose. But yeah, pretty much both. But tinted lights is my most hated because they look shit.
Yeah.
And they're also a safety thing.
Yeah.
Like, imagine driving about on, like, a really bad rainy night.
Yeah.
You just can't see anything. Like, what's the point?
It is so dumb.
Do you remember that X5 that I had that had that weird fly net mesh over those lights? Like,
so sure. But they were on the rears, weren't they?
They were on the rears, but, you know, but I think even tinted rear lights.
Oh, no, it's all dumb. It's all so dumb.
Yeah. They look equally as bad.
That's rubbish, yeah.
So, I think Lloyd Bowen, we agree with you. And I love that sentence. Where was it? What in the universal credit is that all about? That's fantastic. Just for you, Lloyd, we're actually going to buy a car very soon and then do all of those things that everyone hates and then just be 30 drivers for a while.
Yeah.
Could be quite fun, innit?
You won't daily it for a month.
You're right.
You won't daily it.
Oh, I won't.
So everyone's asking for updates on this stuff.
How's your weight loss?
So weight loss...
Mine's actually not terrible.
No, you're all right.
I was all right.
Yeah.
I used to be,
a few weeks ago, I could actually see the structure of your face.
Yeah, no, I lost quite a bit. And do you know what it was?
I'm such a bitch, aren't I?
I had a near-death experience with my ass.
Oh, yeah, your ass
and
exploded.
Then I had to comfort eat.
Yeah, and you just haven't stopped.
I haven't stopped. Yeah.
It's such a shit excuse. Your ass exploded, so you had to comfort it.
I could have died.
You couldn't have died, though.
You
wouldn't have died.
So, obviously, diets, we did not hit the target.
What's
happened?
Something fly was trying to kill me. And because you didn't, I had to not comfort eat, but comfort not drive miles.
No, that was a complete separate deal.
I went. I went comfort seat. I went comfort seating.
You are no longer the king of the shit boxes. Taylor is the king of the shit boxes.
No, he's not.
Do you know how he's so much the king of the shit boxes?
Wait, go on.
His wheels come off while he's driving.
Shut up, Rory. No, was it during this podcast that you were trying to convince us that you weren't a mechanic, you were an engineer?
I am an engineer.
Okay, why are you an engineer and not
because
a mechanic?
Because I can engineer things.
Well, you didn't engineer those wheels very well when they were flying off your car, did they?
Come on, man, stop attacking me.
Can you imagine every engineer listening to this? They are fuming.
I'm an engineer.
Fuming you dare put yourself in the same ballpark as them.
I have always been told that there's a difference between a parts fitter and an engineer.
So mechanics are parts fitters.
A lot of mechanics are parts fitters.
Oh my God, you've offended so many people.
But I'm not saying every mechanic
parts
is.
Parts fitters.
You do all the calculations for everything and everything.
How are you with CAD?
You don't have to be an engineer to know how to use
CAD. You do these days.
No, you don't.
You do.
No, you don't.
You do.
No, you don't.
What's the last thing you engineered?
That wheel.
That wheel.
I used to make dashboards for Cobras.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I fabricate stuff sometimes.
But that's a fabricator. That's not an engineer.
Maybe you were an engineer, but you were... I can promise you as hell you're not an engineer.
No. I'm an engineer.
You're not.
I'm a master of engineering.
No. You are a master of stress.
I am a master of engineering.
No, you're not.
Toby,
engineer something right now. Here's a bottle with water. Engineer something. Engineer it.
Oh, no.
No,
not
electricity. Electricity.
I'll put it out
you
the
get
door.
Off it.
I'm going to put it out the
you
door.
You get off. Let's close it. On. Oh, wait. No, wait. On. Sorry. If you're listening to this with your ear holes, I just picked up a water bottle. I said engineer this, and then he undid the lid, and then I squeezed.
And now I'm soaked.
There you go. You can have some of that.
Piss off.
Okay. I'm wiping my hands.
All right. At least these microphones are cheap.
Now, God, give over. That's my jumper.
No, that was your jumper.
Fair play. Actually, you took this jumper and you engineered it into a rag.
Exactly.
I take it all back.
I'm an engineer.
You are an engineer.
Shut up, don't worry.
Right, sorry, we digress. So, shall we move on to 20 questions?
Yay!
Yay! And
it's got to be my turn, isn't it?
No, I've done it now.
But I haven't done it for
weeks. Is it European?
Yes, it is!
Is it British?
No.
Is it German?
No.
French?
No.
Italian?
Yes. 5.
Berardi.
No, he said no, Berardi, because I crashed the Berardi all the time. 6.
Fiat.
6, 7.
Wait, yes?
Yes.
You can't just respond with what I've said.
No. That's what you do. No.
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 Yes.
Yes.
No, I go, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Or you go, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No.
God, is it a Fiat Stilo?
It's not a Fiat Stilo.
Stilo.
Is it?
It's not got a Y in it.
A Fiat Uno.
It is not. We're question 8. Oh, I'm getting nervous. Oh no, that's 9, isn't it? I'm not counting.
No, that was no, 8. Look, that was 8.
That's 9.
Why can you not hold your fingers straight? What is going on?
Well, you try and bend your little finger and then, oh shit.
What is going on?
Why is my finger? Why does my...
Just relax your palm.
What? Stop bending your thumb in.
Like a claw.
Just do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now bend down your little finger. What is going on?
So everyone is listening. If put your palm out in front of your face.
Not if you're driving.
Not if you're driving. Okay. So take your little finger and bend it towards your face.
Or your palm.
Your palm like that.
Yeah. Okay. So you should have your little finger touching your palm.
Why is your other finger going down?
But my finger next to it goes with it. So my I can't straighten it. Try and straighten it for me. This is literally all. Let me try the other hand. Wait.
What?
I can't.
You're so old.
Wait. Wait, there you go. 2 fingers up to you.
Wait, can you do a middle finger?
I could definitely do a middle finger. I can do a few on a daily basis. Yeah, to all the drivers.
But can you do that finger?
Yeah, wait. So explain what you're doing. People are listening.
So I'm doing the finger, the middle finger, but not the other middle finger.
The one next to you. So everyone listening to this, try and do the middle finger,
but with the one next to
your little finger. Right, hold on. Wait.
But
I can't. Can you extend it for me?
Lads, ADHD is really flared up.
No, extend it for me.
We've gone so off topic.
Wait. I can't do it.
Your other knuckle's gone off.
I can't do it.
We've gone so off topic.
Have you got you got dodgy fingers or something?
No, you've got dodgy fingers.
No, they're just too tight and too manly.
No, you've got arthritis.
You've got arthritis in your hands.
Anyway,
question 9. 7.
That was 9.
No, we were on 7.
The whole point was that I couldn't do the thing.
Well, if you can't do it, then you can't.
I'm doing it.
Count.
I'll do it this way. There you go. Right. Question 9. Shut up.
Is it pre-90s?
Oh, for crying out loud. No, I don't think so.
No. If this is incorrect, you're
right, hold on. Let me get on Google. Wait, I should have internet, but Rory, I don't, do I?
No, thanks to GigaClear being absolutely useless.
Oh, God, you've named them now.
Well, I don't care. They were meant to turn up today.
Yeah.
No, actually, well, they turned up last week for a survey and then turned up again today for apparently another survey.
Yeah.
And now they don't know when they're going to install it.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. So we don't know when we're going to get it?
Nope, not at all.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fantastic, isn't it?
But that's because the whole of their operations today went out for a lunch or something. I don't know.
They went for lunch, which is why they're not here.
Yeah. I'd like to go out for
I don't know.
I can't actually get onto Google properly because I've got water on my screen. And you know when you try and...
Why is water on your screen?
Well, because of this
muppet
over here.
I've engineered a rag for you. Dry it off.
Right. I can confirm it is not... What's the question?
Is it pre-90s?
No. No, it's not. No.
Is it front wheel drive?
It's front wheel drive. Question 11.
Is it a Fiat Multipla?
No. Question 12.
Is it a 2-seater?
Yes. 13. Come on, boys.
Is it a Fiat Doblo?
No. 14.
So front wheel drive, 2-seater.
Yeah.
God, I can literally hear people screaming. Screaming!
And it's it pre-2000s?
Yes.
Okay, so it is a 90s. It's a 90s Fiat.
What question were you? 15, that was 15.
It's a 90s Fiat, two-seater.
Yeah. Front-wheel drive.
Yeah.
Front-wheel drive.
Is it a convertible?
Whose question is it?
Is it...
Question 16.
Is it a Fiat Ducato?
Van?
Yeah.
No. Oh. 16.
Is it a convertible?
17. Yes, it is.
Is it a Fiat Barchetta?
It's a Fiat Barchetta! Question 18. Well done. Do you know what Barchetta actually means in Italian?
Bread.
Baguette.
Spaghetti. It means spaghetti.
Does it actually?
It's a Fiat Spaghetti?
Yes.
I don't think it does.
No, it's not. It means little boat.
Little boat.
Barchetta.
Is it a little boat?
Yeah. You're my Barchetta.
Have you done this because of Amphicar that you were like, oh, that's
no, I haven't. Okay. I literally went on Google and it said little boat. I was like, oh, that's nice. Oh, right. Nice little bit of information for you there. Right, sorry, I got confused. Wait, here we go. Face.
Oh God, my back is so sweaty.
Why is your back sweaty?
Because it's hot.
Oh, it is quite warm. Right, we've got a question from the audience from Sam Elborn. And Sam says, hi, Alex, Taylor, and the hamster. God, they're really bringing it back.
I didn't think it left.
It's like that they've seen you on videos and they're like, he looks more like a hamster than ever before. Absolutely love the channel and podcast, turning a non-car guy into someone who is slowly learning about cars. So my question, when looking at buying a used car, what's the best way, apart from a Car Vertical report, of course, use the code AutoAlex or V2 for 20% off. That's what he's written. What's the best way to make sure it's not been abused and will remain reliable? So Taylor, I'll probably throw it over to you. When looking at cars,
throw it over to this man who's just bought loads of duds.
Yeah, no, but he buys shit. He's got good advice. Just whatever Taylor says.
He just doesn't follow it.
Yeah, he doesn't follow his own advice.
A really good thing to look out for straight away, one of the first things that I look at when I look at a car is what tyres has it got on it.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's good.
Because if it's ever got mismatched cheap tyres on it, you usually get an idea that it's been run on a budget.
Yeah.
Whereas if it's got a matching set of even mid-range tyres, you know that it's likely to have been looked after.
Yeah.
It's the first thing to look at. How curbed are the wheels? Stuff like that. You know, if they're all mashed up, then you know that someone's not really cared about it.
Well, that means all of Alex's cars are
Shut up! Yeah. You're such a bitch.
Obviously, service history is a big thing as well. Make sure it's got good service history.
Yeah.
And make sure as well that the service history matches up to the MOT mileage.
Yeah.
So whenever it's been serviced.
Also, keep track of what the owner is saying. If they're saying, oh, I'm selling it for this reason, and then you quiz them like 20 minutes later, but then it changes, usually something's a bit off.
Should you play 20 questions with the owner?
Yeah. Do you ever get that, though, sometimes when they're like, oh, I'm selling it because of this?
And the story changes.
And then the story changes or evolves, and then you're like, why aren't you just honest?
Yeah. People have a big tendency to lie when they sell cars, and if you catch someone lying about one thing when they're selling a car, chances are they're lying about everything.
Yeah.
So just really have your wits about you.
Floor mats. If there's floor mats in the car, it's good. If there's no floor mats, usually means it's been for an auction.
Yeah, and parcel shelf as well.
Yeah. Oh,
for some reason, when parcel shelves are missing, that means they've been for auctions.
Or no big writing on the windscreen that says lot 24.
Yeah.
That's always a good giveaway as well, isn't it? Yeah.
But yeah, there's loads of things. It's difficult because usually you have a bit of an eye for it. So you just have a little look around. But, you know... It's hard to say because when you know a car's a good car, you just know it's a good car.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah.
And I would also say ask the current owner questions about the car. If you have a look at the history, the MOT history and stuff, ask them about, you know, 2 years ago it failed on this. See if they can actually back that up. And if they don't know anything about it, then you know that they've probably not had it a long time. And genuinely, like Sam said, do a car vertical report.
Yeah.
Because then you can actually see if it's been clocked, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, definitely.
But
get an idea of what the people are like that are selling it. You know, if it's a family and, you know, their family's expanding and you need something a bit bigger, then it's usually a sign that they don't actually want to sell it and they like it, but they need to. Or, you know, if they don't care about it and they show no interest in it whatsoever, it's usually another sign that they haven't really bothered to look after it either.
Also, another thing as well, if you want to go and see a car, Sam, ask the owner to not have the engine on. So you want to get there and the engine to be cold, because then you can have a cold startup and then you can hear any like little nasty rattles and stuff that can go away when the engine's hot.
Yeah,
you remember that Alpha, what was it, the one... Was it Alpha 75 V6?
Yeah.
I went to Birmingham with Rory to buy that because it was like a dream kind of attainable Alpha for me. And then I ended up with the 164. Yeah. But the owner there, I said, please, you know, engine off, blah, blah, blah. I want it to be cold. We got there and the engine was roasting.
Yeah.
And the exhaust was freezing. So we knew that there was a massive hole in the exhaust. And I said, oh, you know, I asked for it to be cold. And he was like, oh, yeah, you know. I had to take it out the garage, which is fair enough. There was a garage there, but I was like, yeah, but it's up to temperature. Like the garage is literally 2 meters away. So, he said something stupid like, oh yeah, I wanted to take it for one last blast up and down the road. And at that point I was like, you're a shithead. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
So yeah, just have your wits about you.
Mm. And not to get carried away as well.
Oh, so yeah, easy to get carried away.
When you're buying a car, even if you're doing it on your own, because I know there's a lot of pressure that if you've driven somewhere or whatever, you then have to buy the car because you need to get back or, you know, you've taken a public transport to get there.
Yeah.
You know, you can still walk away from it.
Yeah.
I would always recommend driving up in your own car if you have one and then buying the car. And if you know, you don't have to take it away there and then move it onto the street, park it up and then go. But as soon as you go up there with a mate where you've got a lift and you've gone prepared to buy a car.
Yeah, or you've come with a trailer.
You're then sort of in that mindset where you have to take it no matter what. Mm. I think always go in with the mindset of going, well, I'm going to drive up. If it's all right, I'll buy it and then I'll park it up. Because it takes that pressure off.
Don't buy an impulse, definitely don't go to Birmingham.
Exactly. Just avoid Birmingham.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bradford and Luton.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. So hopefully, Sam, that gives you a good idea of what to look out for. And good luck with your purchase. Let us know how you get on. You can email us at
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Very good. And if you want to get any AutoAlex merchandise, the 10% discount code is
Taylor.
Taylor. Hello, Taylor.
God, I like that. Was so excited. Taylor.
Right, I think we've talked enough, haven't we? How long have we been going for?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, because you screwed that up. Anyway, we're going to call it now because my wife is very pregnant. She was complaining about bad back about 2 hours ago. So I need to get her home and fed and the dog get fed as well.
I've got a bad back as well. Does that mean I'm pregnant?
I mean, you're not far off. I would say you're about 6 or 7 months there.
Yeah. Maybe I should go on maternity leave.
You probably should. Yeah. And with that, we're going to leave you to it. We will listen to you and see you and speak at your ears and eyes and stuff next time. But for now, thank you very much for listening to Alex.
Listen, what?
I think I just had an aneurysm. What? Yeah.
It's that hernia. Yeah. It's giving you jitters. It's the arthritis in the hands.
Oh, speaking of hernia. What?
The arthritis in the hands. This is why he crashes so much. He just can't control the steering wheel.
Do you know my hands do actually hurt? Like, my hands constantly hurt.
Yeah, that's arthritis.
That's probably arthritis.
Oh, shit.
And it doesn't help that you do all that bloody weight lifting.
Hold on, wait. I can't do it. Speaking of my hernia, before I go, I had a message from a guy just on the contact email randomly, and he said, oh yeah, listen to your hernia story. I also had a little fatty lump in my belly button, got it sorted out in and out of the hospital in like a few hours, and then it got infected and I was in hospital for 3 days, but I'm on the mend now. I was like, oh, brilliant. I don't want that. I don't want an infected belly button.
No, you should get that done.
So,
maybe
infected,
while
like your ass
while Rianne's in labour.
Yeah.
You know,
I could get myself
you can be
sorted.
Talking to the doctor, going, could you just sort us out at the same time?
Yeah, do it cash.
While you got the needle out, can you stitch me up as
cash. Or you could just fill it up with concrete.
I could fill it up with concrete, My belly button is massive. Do you want to see it?
I've seen it already.
It's huge. And on that note, we will leave you to it. Whatever you do, do it to the best of your ability. Have a great remainder of the week, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Ta-da.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.